From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. A local attorney handling cannabis defense plans to sue Humboldt County. Eugene Denson claims the changes made to the marijuana cultivation tax last year are illegal. Denson says the version that appeared on the November 2016 ballot initially taxed cultivators based on the total area of cannabis grown and then was prorated to base the tax on the time of cultivation. He says the changes made by the Board of Supervisors illegally modified the tax without the approval of voters. County Council Jeffrey Blank tells the Times Standard they disagree with the claims. A Dodge Ram with dealer plates pulled over in Redway, and police uncovered large garbage bags in the bed of the truck they say held about 35 pounds of marijuana. The incident unfolded on Redwood Drive. According to witnesses, when police searched the cab of the truck, they found bundles of cash. The driver was taken into custody, no word yet on charges. Well, the City of Fortuna Measure E Committee met Tuesday at City Hall, gathering input from community residents for potential use of Measure E sales tax refunds. Public input received will help the Measure E Committee prioritize requests and develop recommendations to City Council at a future meeting for inclusion in the 2018-2019 fiscal year budget. Approved by Fortuna voters in 2016, Measure E, a 0.75% sales tax measure, it's generated tax and will sunset in March 2025. The city's committed to using the general tax dollars to protect and maintain city services, including increasing and restoring police officers and programs, repairing aging and deteriorating streets and storm drains, parks maintenance, and programs for youth and for seniors. The Eureka Waterfront Trail Celebration happens on February 10th. Construction of the waterfront trail is now complete, 6.3 miles from one end to the other, and the completion of the work is prompting an event at the Warfinger Building. You can get a sneak peek at the trail amenities to be installed between now and September. Also, a special premiere of the documentary which tells the history of the trail, entitled Battle for the Eureka Waterfront Trail, will be shown. There's a social hour scheduled 4 to 5 p.m. that day, and the documentary screening happens from 5 to 7. Well, February is National Children's Dental Health Month, and the Humboldt County Dental Advisory Group is joining forces with community partners and will be hosting the Smile Humboldt Mini Dental Fair during the St. Joseph Health Fair on Saturday, February 3rd, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's happening at the Bayshore Mall in Eureka. Attendees of all ages can have an oral health assessment done by a local volunteer dentist or a registered dental hygienist. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.